I den næste lille times tid sender vi anden del af Ingenmandsland. Det er en udsendelse tilrettelagt af Henrik Videl og handler om Første Verdenskrig skildret gennem folkemusikkens sange. Og undertitlen til denne uges program er Fra Somme til Remembrance Day.
Velkommen til anden del af denne temaudsendelse, der har fået titlen Ingenmandsland. Her i 100-året for begyndelsen på Første Verdenskrig, synes det relevant at reflektere over denne tragiske begivenhed i menneskehedens historie. Ligesom i første del af udsendelsen, skal vi gøre det gennem nogle af de sange, som er skrevet om krigen. Og denne gang bliver det, som undertitlen For slaget ved Somme til Remembrance Day antyder, med lidt mere fokus på anden halvdel af krigen og de spor, som krigen efterlod. Ved krigsudbruddet i 1914 var Storbritannien den eneste af de europæiske stormagter, der ikke havde tvungen værnepligt. Men Lord Kitchener, den daværende britiske krigsminister, var i den overbevisning, at en af nøglerne til at vinde krigen var at have en hær bestående af et overvældende antal soldater. Derfor blev der igangsat værvekampagner for at få så mange som muligt til at melde sig frivilligt til hæren. Et af lokkemidlerne var oprettelsen af såkaldte Pals Battalions. Enheder, der bestod af mænd, der havde taget værvning sammen, under løfter om at kunne kæmpe side om side med deres venner, arbejdskammerater og naboer, i stedet for at blive tilfældigt allokeret til forskellige enheder. Kampagnen var en stor succes, og 2/3 af de knap 1000 bataljoner, der blev oprettet i krigens første 2 år, i det som blev kendt som Kitchener's New Army, var Pals Battalions. Men konceptet havde også en bagside, som blandt andet kom til udtryk i 1916, og som vi skal høre om lidt. Et af de stednavne, der ofte nævnes i forbindelse med Første Verdenskrig, er floden Somme. Slaget ved Somme blev indledt den 1. juli 1916, og dagen blev en af krigens mest blodige overhovedet. Især for de britiske tropper, hvis tab alene i løbet af denne første dag, beløb sig til knap 20.000 dræbte og over 35.000 sårede. Mange af de førnævnte Pals Battalions var blevet særdeles hårdt ramt. Men ingen så hårdt som The Accrington Pals fra den nordengelske by Accrington. Bataljonen bestod ved slagets begyndelse af ca. 700 mand. Men allerede efter en halv times kampe var 1/3 døde, og ca. 350 var såret. For byen Accrington var det en stor katastrofe, og stort set ingen familier i byen gik ramt forbi. Den engelske sanger og sangskriver Mike Harding, hvis sang om julevåbenstilstanden, vi hørte i den første udsendelse, har skrevet en sang om netop The Accrington Pals. Men det er ikke den sang, vi nu skal høre. I stedet skal vi høre sangen Rose of York, skrevet af Kenneth Thompson og Leslie Hale. En sang baseret på romanen Covenant with Death af John Harris. Og det er en sang, der i bund og grund fortæller den samme historie, blot om en enhed fra Yorkshire. Her er sangen i en optagelse med den skotske duo McPolvow fra en koncert på Underværket i Randers i april i år.
Name it is John Bennett. I am a Yorkshire man. I earn my living by the pen, tell a stirring tale I can. And the story I will tell you now was wrote by foolish men. How the petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. Come all you bold unmarried men, you boys of the bulldog breed. We're looking for the strong and brave, it's what your country needs. We'll fight the Hun in Flanders, German on the sea. petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. And we first sailed out to Egypt, where the heat was hard to bear. We were waiting for the call to France, for the Hun were fighting there. We're proud of what we do, boys, to brother, son, and friend. And the petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. Last we heard that the push was on, we sailed across the Med. We never thought in 2 weeks' time we'd most of us be dead. The girls at home, they'd weep, boys, with a grief that doesn't bend. And the petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. And we shout to joy as takes the charge towards the German wire. Our handsome mate was the first to fall as the guns they open fire. His face no longer handsome on the barbed wire met his end. Petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. We had a sergeant major, old by nature, bold by name. But machine guns, they don't pick and choose, and bold died just the same. And the girls at home, they wept, boys, their grief it doesn't bend. Petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. King and country needed you, the papers told us so. And the story I've told you now was wrote by foolish men. How the petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. How the petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again. How the petals fell from the rose of York, never to bloom again.
Thank you. Det var McPolvo med sangen Rose of York. Og vi fortsætter i det litterære spor. Den skotske digter Violet Jacob mistede sin eneste søn Harry i slaget ved Somme. Og det kom til at præge mange af hendes efterfølgende digte. Den skotske sanger og sangskriver Jim Reid har sat musik til mange af digtene, blandt andet et med titlen Halloween, hvor en landarbejder sidder på Allehelgens aften og mindes sin kammerat, der er faldet i krigen, og hvis dragkiste nu er udskiftet med en fremmedmands kiste. Den udgave, vi skal høre her, er med Sheena Wellington og Corinne Polwart.
The tatty luftens nearly through, there bluen war the barley grew, and efter dark rund auge stack, you'll hear the horsemen stan and crack, Lachlan, but a mind on you, a mind who often we hae seen 10,000 stars keek down atween the naked branches and below, baith firm and bothy hae their show. A lamb we left so Halloween. There's bairns wi geysers at their tail, clore in the door where run so kill, and will you hear the screechs and skirls, o lasses with their drooped curls, bobbing furry balls in the pale. The bothy fire is lumping hit, a new heat horseman's cast is set, wrecked all the long war by the bees, the old in stood that kept your quays. I can't afford to see it yet. But gin the old folks' tales are reft, and geese come hame on Hallow's neft, a friend of friends, what would I gie to feel your axe, your hand to me, atween the dark and connelled? A woe in France across the way, the wee lichts burn on ilka grave, and you and me their low hae seen, you'll maybe get your Halloween. Yont war your lying way the lave, there's drink and daff and song and dance, and ploys and kisses get their chance. But Lachlan, man, the place I see is where your old castle used to be, and the lights so Halloween in France.
Nu hvor vi er ved litteraturen om Første Verdenskrig, så kommer vi ikke udenom den tyske forfatter Erich Maria Remarque og hans berømte bog Intet Nyt fra Vestfronten, der i øvrigt netop er blevet genudgivet i forbindelse med 100-året for Første Verdenskrigs udbrud. I bogen skildrer forfatteren, hvordan krigen ubønhørligt nedbryder og umenneskeliggør soldaterne. Allerede i slutningen af bogens første kapitel får vi et glimt af, hvad der venter, i det de tre skolekammerater er på vej tilbage fra et besøg på felthospitalet, hvor en anden af deres gamle klassekammerater, Kemmerich, ligger døende og med det ene ben bortsprængt. Den ene af de tre venner har fået et brev fra deres gamle klasselærer Kantorik, og en af de andre spørger, hvad læreren har skrevet til den. At vi var jernets ungdom. Vi ler alle tre ærgerligt. Krop skælder ud. Det er lettere, at han kan tale. Ja, sådan tænker de. Sådan tænker de, disse 100.000 kantorikker. Jernets ungdom. Ungdom. Der er ingen af os, der er over 20 år. Men unge. Ungdom. Det er længe siden. Vi er gamle mænd. I en anden episode i bogen lykkes det de tre venner at tage på natlig udflugt over en nærliggende flod. Over til nogle franske piger, som de med lidt brød og pølser bestikker til nogle timers kærlighed. Og det leder os hen til den næste sang, fremført af den irske sangerinde Niamh Parsons. I sangen er fortælleren en fransk prostitueret, der ser de nedbrudte soldater, tomme i blikket, komme til en seng i håbet om lidt varme og medmenneskelighed.
strange young man who comes to me, a soldier on a three-day spree, who needs one night's cheap ecstasy and a woman's arms to hide him. He greets me with a courtly bow. He hides his pain by acting proud, but he drinks too much and he laughs too loud. But how can I deny it? Let us dance beneath the moon. I'll sing to you, let alone. Morning always comes too soon, but tonight the war is over. He speaks to me in schoolboy French of a soldier's life inside a trench, and the look of death and the ghastly stench. I do my best to please him. He puts two roses in a vase, two roses sadly out of place, like the gallant smile on his haggard face. Playfully I tease him. From his flask, I put my arms around him. Oh, they die in the trenches and they die in the air. In Belgium and France, the dead are everywhere, and they die so fast, there's no time to prepare a decent grave to surround them.
I Intet Nyt fra Vestfronten ser hovedpersonen sig selv og de andre soldater som gamle mænd. Men den engelske digter Wilfred Owen nåede ikke nogen høj alder. Han faldt i kamp kun 25 år gammel, blot en uge før våbenhvilen den 11. november 1918. Men han nåede at skrive en række digte, der ligesom Erik Maria Remarques bog viste den grusomme og knap så glorværdige side af krigen. Han skrev også en lang række breve til sin mor fra skyttegravene, og de fleste af brevene er bevaret for eftertiden. Sangskriveren Alan Bell har kogt brevene og digtene ned til sangen Letters from Wilfred. I begyndelsen er brevene hjemme mundre og forventningsfulde, men efterhånden som virkeligheden i skyttegravene går op for den unge Wilfred Edward Owen, eller W.E.O., som han underskriver sig, så bliver det mere og mere beskrivelser af krigens grusomheder, der kommer til at fylde linjerne.
I thank you, my dear mother. Your letter came today. I'm pleased to hear you're in good health, for I've much to tell and say. I've enlisted in the army, in the artist regiment. I kissed the Bible, swore my oath, your W.E.O.'s content. Yes, I kissed the Bible, swore my oath, your W.E.O.'s content. I traveled up to London and lodge in Tavistock Square. The house is called Delilah's, for all our French were there. Yet in their conversations, our England is their foe. Yet I'm as English as a Shropshire lad, as mother you do know. I'm as English as a Shropshire lad, as mother you do know. Dear mother, I am commissioned, now my training's done. I'm seconded to Manchester's new recruits and guns. I'm posted north to Fleetwood in charge of musketry. A new adventure for your W.E.O. by the blowing sands and sea. A new adventure for your W.E.O. with the fishing boats and sea. I enjoyed my time in Fleetwood, now I'm in Flanders fields. Since landing on the Calais Keys, I'm in mud from head to heels. My soldiers march on singing, and I know the favorite song is a yearning for them again to be in the homes where they belong. Is a yearning for them again to be in the homes where they belong. It's New Year's Eve, dear mother, the Scotsman celebrates. They play their pipes, score the top, and are blown to heaven's gates. I stand in clay, dear mother, and write by candle glow. In this barren land, the frozen dead lie blanketed in snow. In this barren land, the frozen dead lie blanketed in snow. I'll not deceive you, mother, I've been in hell this last 4 days. In an outpost beyond the front line, we stood guard and how we prayed. I did not lose a single man, but a young boy lost his sight. Now I know just how a blind man feels when I led him from the fight. Yes, I know just how a blind man feels when I led him from the fight. I'm in Scotland now, dear mother, in a place called Craig Lockhart, a refuge for tired warriors whose nerves are torn apart. I need sleep and time, dear mother, to heal my troubled mind. But in my dreams I see every face of those I left behind. Yes, in my dreams I see every face of those I left behind.
They've awarded me a medal for gallantry, they say. I made sure all those who fought with me are rewarded in their way. There is one more battle coming, and with peace talks in the air, your WEO will soon be home when the ceasefire is declared. Your WEO will soon be home when the ceasefire is declared. I write, dear Mrs. Owen, to try and ease your pain. Your Wilfred was a brave young man, we'll not see his like again. He was killed the 4th November in the last days of the war, but his soul lives on within his verse for us forevermore. Yes, Wilfred lives within his verse for us forevermore. Your Wilfred lives within his verse for you forevermore.
Klokken 11 om morgenen den 11. november 1918. Den 11. time på den 11. dag i den 11. måned. Indledte så endelig den våbenhvile, der markerede enden på krigen. Og den 11. november er efterfølgende udnævnt til officiel mindedag i mange af Commonwealth-landene, samt i Frankrig, Belgien og Serbien. En af de sange, som ofte er blevet sunget ved britiske mindehøjtideligheder for de faldne fra 1. verdenskrig, er sangen Only Remembered. Oprindelig en salme fra slutningen af 1800-tallet, men nu om dage som regel sunget i en lettere omskrevet udgave af sangskriveren John Thames. Her skal vi høre den med den skotske trio The McCallmans.
Fading away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus shall we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus shall we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only the truth that in life we have spoken, only the seeds that in life we have sown, these shall pass onwards when we are forgotten, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus shall we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Who'll sing the anthem and who'll tell the story? Will the line hold? Will it scatter and run? Will we at last be united in glory? Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus shall we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus shall we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done.
Langt de fleste sange, der beskæftiger sig med 1. verdenskrig, tager udgangspunkt i krigens grusomheder og tragedier. Men den næste sang forsøger i stedet at fange noget af det håb og den tro på fremtiden, som må have spiret i verden efter fredsslutningen. Det er en sang med titlen Spring 1919, skrevet af Jim Boyce, og her sungede ham selv i selskab med Barry Koop og Lester Simpson, eller med andre ord, den formidable engelske trio Koop, Boyce and Simpson.
The longest night of darkest dreams heralds the new tomorrow. The morning light, the bright sunbeams can only soften sorrow. From deepest winter's harshest cold, there comes a hint of warming gold, and spring returns with tales untold, the frozen earth to borrow. Where winter snow has barely gone, a snowdrop proudly glistens. The robin sings his joyful song, if only you would listen. And fractured earth is turning green, where only brown and red was seen. And agony has turned serene, where sanity went missing. The farmer looks to find his home among the fields of battle. He cannot sing to mark his world, nor even call his cattle. His only comfort is the sky, which stays the same as years go by. But through the tears that dim his eye, the misty cannons rattle. Heroes return to foreign lands, have memories to smother. They'll turn their hands to peaceful work, not like their lonely brother, who'll work with gas and shell somehow, each time he yokes his careful plow. And with the sweat of his own brow, he'll venture to recover. In Flanders fields the poppies grow as part of every season. Through winter's blast the wounds still show as if there was a reason to show the world the hidden pain that spring will come and clothe again. But underneath the scars remain and will for generations. The longest night of darkest dreams heralds the new tomorrow. The morning light, the bright sunbeams can only soften sorrow. From deepest winter's harshest cold, there comes a hint of warming gold. And spring returns with tales untold, the frozen earth to borrow. The longest night of darkest dreams heralds the new tomorrow. The longest night.
of darkest dreams heralds the new tomorrow. The longest night of darkest dreams heralds the new tomorrow. The longest night of darkest dreams heralds the new tomorrow. The longest night of darkest dreams heralds the new.
Ja, da freden endelig kom, voksede ud af skyttegravene et håb om en bedre verden, om et bedre samfund og en ny begyndelse. Men for mange af de hjemvendte soldater var krigen ikke væk. Mange havde fysiske ar, hvad enten det så var bortsprængte lemmer eller lunger sønderrevne af gas. Men endnu flere bar på psykiske ar. Ar, der ikke kunne ses, men kun mærkes. De var tyngede og nedbrudt af det, de havde set, gjort og oplevet i krigens helvede. En hel generation af unge mænd, der var blevet gamle før tid. Det godt kunne reflektere over det i sin sang, Why Old Men Cry.
I walked from Ypres to Passion Dale in the first gray days of spring, through flatland fields where life goes on, and carefree children sing, past rows of ancient tombstones where a generation lies. And at last I understood why old men cry. My mother's father walked these fields some 80 years ago. He was half the age that I am now. No way that he could know that his unborn grandchild son cross his path this way and stand here where his fallen comrades lay. He'd been dead for half a century by the time that I was born. The mustard gas which swept the trenches ripped apart his lungs. Another name and number among millions there who died. And at last I understood why old men cry. Walk from Leith to Newton Grange at the turn of the year. The desolate communities and faces gaunt with fear, past bleak abandoned pits heads where rich seams of coal still lie. And at last I understood why old men cry. My father helped to win the cold, but lay me floating soil. A life of bitter hardship, the reward for years of toil. But he tried to teach his children there was more to life than this. Working all your life to make some fat cat rich. I walked from Gaff to Wallapoo as the dawn kissed the earth and breathed the awesome beauty of this land. Gave me birth, and I looked into the future, saw people proud and I looked along Lochbroom out to the sea.
For få år siden døde den brite, som mindes at have været den sidste overlevende aktive soldat fra 1. verdenskrig. Men mindet om de mange faldne holdes stadig i live ved årlige mindehøjtideligheder rundt om i verden. Ikke mindst i år, hvor 100-året for krigens begyndelse markeres flere steder. Lest we forget, hedder det mange steder i de engelsktalende lande, eller på dansk, så vi ikke glemmer. Og det må vi aldrig gøre. Erkendelsen af, at tragedien og sorgen overskred landegrænserne, og at der for hver falden soldat sad nogle pårørende tilbage, udtrykte den tyrkiske landsfader Kemal Atatürk med følgende ord, frit oversat fra engelsk. De helte, som gav deres blod og mistede deres liv. I ligger nu i et venligsindet lands jord. Må I derfor hvile i fred. Der er for os ingen forskel mellem Johnny og Mehmet, hvor de ligger side om side her i vores land. I mødre, som sendte jeres sønner fra fjerne lande, tør jeres tårer væk. Jeres sønner ligger nu i vores barm og har fået fred. Efter at have mistet deres liv på dette stykke jord, er de nu også blevet vores sønner. Citatet står efter sigende at finde på Kemal Atatürk Memorial i Canberra i Australien. Et mindesmærke rejst til ære for Atatürk, efter at Tyrkiet i 1985 havde anerkendt navnet Anzac Cove som officielt navn for det sted på Gallipoli-halvøen, hvor de australske og newzealandske tropper landsteg i 1915. Jeg betegnede i første del af denne udsendelse Eric Bogle som antikrigssangens ukronede konge. Og her mod slutningen af denne udsendelse skal vi høre en sang, som man efter sigende selv anser for en bedre sang end både And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda og No Man's Land. Nemlig sangen The Gift of Years. Og jeg må også tilstå, at det er en af mine favoritter. Fortælleren i sangen er en australsk soldat, der mange år senere vender tilbage til netop Gallipoli for at mindes sine faldne kammerater en sidste gang. Her er Eric Bogle.
Well, old friend, here I am. I told you I'd be back. And as usual, mate, I'm bloody late. It's 75 years down the track. And for the last time, here I stand in this familiar foreign land. Back with the mates I left behind, fixed forever in their time. And of all the ghosts of all the boys who haunt this lonely place, only one of them wears your cheery grin and your Queensland joker's face. When I drown in old and bloody dreams of young men's helpless dying screams, I feel your hand give my arm a shake and your voice say, "Steady, mate." The country that you died for, mate, you would not know it now. The future that we dreamed of, mate, got all twisted up somehow. The peace that we were fighting for, the end to stupid, senseless war, so it couldn't happen to our kids. Well, all right, it did. But thank you for the gift of years and the flame that brightly burned, for the time you bought and the lessons taught, though often wasted and unlearned. Lest we forget, cried the multitude, as if I ever, ever could. So forgive an old man's tears, and thank you for the year.
Og så er vi ved vejs ende i denne anden del. Der er skrevet mange sange om Første Verdenskrig, og de sange, som vi har hørt i disse to udsendelser, udgør kun et lille udsnit. Men alligevel håber jeg, at de har givet et indtryk af, hvordan denne krigs rædsler har sat sine spor i sangskrivning. Jeg vil sige tak, fordi du lyttede, og farvel. Vi lader programmet slutte af, som det startede, til tonerne af Mark Knopfler's Remembrance Day.
On your maple green, see the winding of Morris men, angry Elfie, Bill and Ken, waving hankies, sticks and boots. All the earthen roots standing at the crease. The batsman takes a look around. The boys are fielding on home ground. The steeple's sharp against the blue. When I think of you, Sam and Andy, Jack and John, Charlie Martin, Jamie Ron, Harry Stephen, Will and Don, Matthew Michael, on and on. We will remember them, remember them, remember. Up and fight another round. poppies on Remembrance Day. When the vicar comes to say, may God bless them, everyone, lest we forget our sons. We
udsendelsen var tilrettelagt af Henrik Videl.